Good morning. We're continuing to learn Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Tes, Simeches, and today's learning of Hilchos Shabbos should be a schus for Shmir Shabbos Kilchusa, and pronounced for Malchi Tzedek ben Mazel Tov, Eitan Shmuel ben Runya Malka, Simcha ben Chai Rivka, and Dav Yehuda ben Menucha Yehudis. So we're talking about the concept of Misasek, and we raised the question, how can we discuss Misasek in practical terms for us, when it's misasek is always only relevant after the fact. So here's the question. Does a person need to take steps to prevent from being a misasek? One way where misasek can be relevant to us before the fact. If misasek is considered an avera, so then I have a chiyuv to try and prevent myself from being a misasek. Even if misasek is not a deraisa, but misasik is something which Mirabon and Chazal said shouldn't take place. So then I have steps, I have responsibility to take steps to make sure that doesn't happen. And others as well, we need to take steps to stop me from doing a misasik. So if Reuven is doing an act which is a misasik, and Shimon witnesses it, does Shimon need to step in and try and prevent Reuven from doing that? Or do we argue that misasik is not an avera at all? There's no reason to stop Shimon from doing it. Can Reuven ask Shimon to do a misasik? Would that be considered a possibility? So the more the first parak in Shabbos talks about the idea that a person, the more gives an example of a person who's a tailor, and he tends to keep some of his needles that he uses for his sewing stuck into his garment. So he cannot wear that needle in his garment late Friday afternoon because we're afraid that he might forget that it's there and inadvertently walk out on Shabbos with the item still attached in his garment. Now that item is not there to enhance the garment in any way, shape, or form. The person wears some type of a piece of jewelry, it's there to enhance the garment, so it's not considered carrying. It becomes bottle and tumble to the garment. The garment itself is not considered carrying because it's bottle and tumble to the goof. I'm carrying my coat. I'm not carrying my coat. My coat is there to be mishamish me. It becomes bottle to my goof. So it's not considered I'm carrying on Shabbos. But this needle, which is there just as a way, convenient way to store it, it's not there to enhance the bag in any way. So it's considered carrying. I'm carrying this needle by wearing the bag with the needle in it. But the tailor has no awareness that he has this needle in his garment. He's not thinking about it. He forgot that it's there. And the Mora Baba Kama says the case where a person had an awareness and then forgot that it's there and did something based on that, that's called a misasik. So arguably, I have no chiyuv to prevent myself from not wearing it Erev Shabbos, because if a person realizes it's there, he'll take it out. A person forgets that it's there, he's not doing an avera. So why is it the halacha that he's not allowed to wear it close to Shabbos? Because of this concern that he might forget that it's there and end up carrying it on Shabbos. So Tosfos says, this misasik is also mirabbanan. So we see that since the action is something which Chazal did not want to happen, the reason might be because whereas the person himself is not aware at all, he's doing an avera, so it's hard to call that an avera of mirabbanan. But the people around him see him carrying, and people will learn that you're allowed to carry, or people think that he's carrying. He's being mezalzel mitzvahs. People will learn to be mezalzel mitzvahs. There is a reason why Chazal might want to institute such a halacha. So Chazal said that I can't carry it some of the Shabbos because of that concern. There's a famous question which we'll talk about in the next year. If the Erev is up, at the end of Shabbos, the Erev was up or the Erev was down, the people do not know that. And one of these persons is aware that the Erev is down. And the people around him are not aware. So he sees people caring. Does he have a chiyuv to inform these people that the Arab is down? Or do we argue, since they have no knowledge at all, that the Arab is down, as far as they're concerned, they're doing an action which is an action of Heter, they're a misasek. So they're carrying something, but in their mind, they're doing an act of carrying inside of an Erev, which is permitted. Whereas the reality is that they're doing a different action. They're doing an action which is not inside of the Erev, but is also. So that should be akin to picking up an item which a person believes is not attached to the ground. And the reality is that it's attached to the ground, and the person clips it, believing that it's already detached, and really it's attached. So the person is carrying something, believing that that's in an enclosed area, and the reality is that it's not. So it sounds like very much like a case of misasik. So do I need to inform the individual or not? We'll discuss that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.